BJ and Jamie.
I could have sworn
what
it was you that was on that red recruit tide.
Will you stop?
I could have sworn it was you.
No, I'm not on it. I'll tell you,
you're not taking
The ratatouille.
Yeah, nope, ratatouille shot.
I am
shot.
Not taking ratatouille. And as God is my witness, it is not in my system.
Oh, I've been meaning to ask you about it.
Look at me.
Hadn't got it around to it.
It is not in my system.
Yeah, you look.
As God as my witness, it is not in my
system. I wouldn't know if it was.
Well, I'm telling you, if I'm talking to God, it's not in my system. Duh. So, there.
So you've heard of that NFL supercomputer?
What?
You know what I'm talking about?
Is that where the two animals, you pick like, you pick the Chiefs and you pick the Broncos and then the two rhinoceroses come out and whichever one they eat the food?
I'm not sure about the food stuff, the rhinoceroses.
Remember, they do that for the Super Bowl. They always bring out like a rhinoceros and if he eats the Chief's bowl or whatever. Yeah.
I saw them with buckets at the bottom of the stairs and they bounce a ball.
Whichever
bucket it goes in, all that
things.
Stuff, right?
Yeah.
No. The NFL has what they call a supercomputer. It's like Opta or something like that, OPTA, but it's a supercomputer. And they use it every year to try to determine kind of what the season is going to unfold, how it's going to unfold, and who's going to win the Super Bowl.
It's the great predictor.
The great predictor.
Okay.
The greatest predictor of all, Jamie.
What did it predict?
The NFL. First of all, the NFL supercomputer says that the LA Rams are going to be world champions.
Oh, okay.
LA Rams.
Okay.
The big supercomputer there for the NFL also said that the Denver Broncos will struggle to make the playoffs.
Because you know why?
Why? The ankle. Mm-hmm. And I was looking so forward to the season. Now it's just all
you guys,
shot to hell.
I know I say this too much, but you got to
You might be onto something.
You got to understand you don't go and clean up a surgery. You do a surgery, they mend, you go to PT, and you call it a day, and everything's great. You don't go back in and open it up and quote unquote clean it out.
I got a feeling the supercomputer printed out a picture of an ankle.
I mean, you've had a lot of surgery. Have they ever said, hey, you need to come back in? We need to open that back up and clean it out.
No, they've never said. They said, I need to clean up.
Right, but I mean.
They said, hey, buddy, you're dirty. You need to clean up. But they've never said my.
But I mean, right? Carson, have you ever had surgery?
Never.
I haven't either.
No.
I've never been put under for anything.
Yeah. I've had it. And no, there's no cleanup.
There's
Jamie.
No cleanup. No. Right? I mean, there's later.
There's a follow-up, but there's no cleanup.
The only thing I've ever heard of is, like, later on in life, maybe there's scar tissue that develops, right? And they clean that up. But but that's years down the road after a surgery. It's not like you go clean it up. Wasn't it, like, just a month or something after he had the surgery?
Yeah, it seemed that way. A couple of weeks. Something like that.
He's going to be out there in a walking boot.
Well, the supercomputer says it will struggle to make the playoffs, and yes, it printed out a picture of an ankle. So,
and did you see that
done.
He is?
We're done.
He's playing like the next two games.
Yeah, he's going to play this week for sure,
and the next one too.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, they said that he's going to play both. We don't know how much time in each game. They said, but he is going to play both.
All right. Well, cover up that ankle.
Oh my God, I'm worried about it. Nobody else is. Nobody else thinks about this. Like I'm obsessed with his ankle. I really am.
You know, I got a feeling that they're going to have a big crowd on Saturday, though. Oh, no, Friday night. It's Friday night for the game because you got the Green Bay Packers.
Oh, yeah. It'll be a thing.
Green Bay.
You know, even though it's scrubs.
No, I can't believe how many Packer fans are here in Colorado.
A ton.
Oh, my God. They have their own bars everywhere.
Yep.
Like it seems like in every town.
Yeah. Broncos and Packers. I think it's 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock Friday night.
Isn't it like something about a fudge Packer?
No, I don't know that.
Yeah, there used to be like a funny joke, like something about a fudge Packer.
Can you look that up, Carson?
Yeah.
Just Google that if you don't mind.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.